Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So the Bill Michaels Show, the Wendy's Big Show, our show, we're all pretending, I guess, that it is opening day. It's the day it was supposed to be, and the Brewers were supposed to be taking on the Cubs. Matt Spiegel, 670 The Score. They're our sister station. People forget that. Spiegs, how are you doing during all this?
Hey, Spiegsy.
This is a nice attempt to mask the sadness that is our shared baseball loneliness on a day like today. It's brutal, man. There's no baseball. I hope that there will be baseball of some kind later on, much later on in the year. I'm a big proponent of some baseball as opposed to no baseball in terms of the long game. But mostly I'm doing just fine. My family is healthy. I am fortunate to have some food on the table and to have enough puzzles and card games to carry us through the quarantine so far.
Speezy, I don't know how far you go back with Cubs baseball, but I remember as a kid growing up on the south side of Milwaukee in a city called Greendale, we could faintly get WGN on our TV set. This is back before cable. And one of the cool things was coming home from school, running home from school, to be able to watch baseball on TV and, you know, watch the Cubs opener from against the Cincinnati Reds or Houston Astros from Wrigley Field. It'd be 35, 40 degrees out in most cases, but there'd be baseball on TV because the Cubs broadcast every game. They're one of the first baseball teams to broadcast every home game back then.
This is how the Cubs became a fan base, how the fan base became a juggernaut of sorts. This is how the Cardinals became one because of the radio reach of KMOX for decades before that. But then with TV, you had GN and then eventually the Superstation when it was on via cable all over the country, and Harry Carey and Budweiser beer and that afternoon feeling. I mean, when your options were Gilligan's Island and Gilligan's Island and I Dream of Jeannie or Cubs baseball, the kids that chose Cubs baseball are the ones listening now or working on the radio stations that are fortunate enough to still be doing radio. So yeah, man, I feel you. And it is a white gray day here in Chicago that would just beg for a little baseball to fight through and maybe bring some blue skies. I have an issue, though, with you, Winkler. It seems like you don't understand that the majesty and greatness of Ron Coomer is deserving of the love that Bill Michaels apparently gives him on a regular basis. And I don't know about Chuck's girlfriend. I don't know. But if he was lucky enough to get the kind of love that Bill Michaels gives to a deserving Ron Coomer, then what a happy man Chuck would be.
I just, I've been searching for that love and respect for Bill Michaels for years, and I don't get it. So that maybe it's a hint of jealousy coming through.
That explains a lot. I've seen them together when we did our Scorehouse thing out in Arizona. Bill was out there, and Bill joined us for the evening for a dinner and a hang by the fire.
Yeah, I heard all about that. Sure, yeah.
Yeah, Coomer was out there. Coomer was out there, and Bill just couldn't get his eyes off of it, and understandably so.
Wow.
The thing about Coom, and I heard you talking about him as a twin, yes, a twin, but then a Cub, and also a Yankee. I mean, he was like buddies with Mike Messina and Bernie Williams on a championship Yankees team, and we'll give you stories from that. It pretty much if you want to talk about things that have happened in baseball, it probably happened to Ron Coomer. And he's just a sweet man. So that explains the Bill Michaels love. But I'm sorry for the sidetrack.
12:05 today, Chuck. 12:05 today and get Ron Coomer.
I almost want to get Bill on our show to talk about the love he has for Ron Coomer after hearing this last 5 seconds.
Let's wait for the next pandemic. We'll do that. The Brewers were supposed to take on the Cubs today. We do know that for opening day. Matt Spiegel, 670 The Score, joining us. And I still thought that the Cubs, and even when they come back, I think that a lot of people up here at least have been downplaying what the Cubs baseball team can be. There were rumors about, you know, Rizzo, Bryant, all this stuff. I think that with those guys being there, I think Yu Darvish and some of the pitching staff was going to have a nice bounce back year. I still won't give up on thinking that Craig Kimbrel can be good. I think when Cubs baseball comes back and Brewers baseball comes back, I put the Cubs to win the Central. I still think that even though they didn't make a lot of moves and they claimed that they were bankrupt all offseason and couldn't afford our guy Eric Sogard, you can't forget that they're still a good baseball team there. I don't know if you agree that maybe NL Central Division Championship was in their future.
I was very much looking forward to the year because it's such an interesting division. Other than the Pirates, everyone can stake a viable claim to being the best team. The Reds probably have the best rotation. I think the Cubs probably are right there with the Brewers for the best offense. And then the bullpen, especially with the way their new rules are going to shake out, was going to be very, very interesting and was going to hurt Craig Counsell and the Brewers the way that you guys have bullpened through games. I agree that the Cubs were getting slept on, but part of that is my very intense personal belief in David Ross as a motivator and as a dude. I feel like this team has been looking for exactly what he brings to a clubhouse since the moment he left. And they've brought in different people to try and get it. They've gone different ways. They've tried to ask other people to pull it out of themselves. And then here comes Ross sliding in. There is more available within the skill sets of a lot of guys in that room. But they started to fade on Joe Maddon. This happens towards the end of Joe Maddon's runs sometimes, and certainly with a team that has won and a team that got a little comfortable, got a little complacent. They need they very much need a guy to light a fire under their ass with a smile occasionally mixed in, and that's Ross. He's just the right guy for this bunch. So I think there's more on the table. I think Yu Darvish had found himself the second half of last year in this market and was ready to be opening day starter and roll. And I think this team, if they play and if they had played, was really ready to do some damage and maybe win the Central. Kimbrel's a fascinating one. I have deep concerns about Craig Kimbrel, and I don't think it is about the ramp up and the awkward schedule. I think his four seam fastball has just lost a few ticks, and it is no longer special. And around the league, it is no longer special to have a 95, 96, even 97 mile an hour four seam fastball. It better be 100 or 101, because everybody's used to seeing that kind of pitch. It's such a pitch that's in vogue. So I had a spring training obsession, which was get Craig Kimbrel to throw changeups. Get him to throw changeups. Because do you know the story about his changeup? He's thrown it in spring training for 11 seasons. And every year, you can look back on the news stories. Craig Kimbrel, where he got a changeup? Every year. And he doesn't need it. But now, the dude needs it. And he's thrown four in his life in big league baseball. He's thrown it in spring training for 11 years, and he's thrown four ever. But I asked everybody at Cubs camp when we were down there, and everybody since, like, should Kimbrel throw the changeup? Should he throw the changeup? And everybody says yes. Everybody, including Ross, including Jed Hoyer, Dempster, who I talked to the other day, everybody. So, but it's Kimbrel who doesn't want to because he's stubborn. It's hard when you lose the fastball, right, in any walk of life. It's very hard for a closer to admit that they have to adjust and then adjust.
Well, Speaks, I was against that signing. I did not want him here. I did not want Kimbrel here. And when he signed with the Cubs, I was like, oh, boy. Were you against that from the very beginning, or at what point did you think, oh, this is not going to be good?
Well, there was a point that it eventually became a have to, because they were a good team blowing leads out of the bullpen over and over and over and over, and it was clear that they were still in a go-for-it mode, and you didn't know how many more years, as you saw by the offseason, was going to be a go-for-it mode, like with everything. So to the point where it became kind of a have-to, and then they sent Ross down there to catch him, and Ross went down there to catch him, and nobody would know him better than David, who caught him when he was great, and David, who knows what the organization wants, et cetera, and David signed off on it. So, but then Kimbrel came, and he ramped it up, then he got hurt, and then he ramped it up, and then he got hurt, and then he ramped it up, and he got hurt again. He got hurt three different times. Two of them were DL stints. And overall, I think it was 9 home runs he gave up in 20 innings. Brutal. Absolutely brutal. And some of them on good pitches, good four-seamers, over the high part of the strike zone, but they're just not good enough anymore. Hence my desperate screaming call for the changeup. But we'll see. See, I long for the days when we could bemoan and bitch about the pitch selection of Craig Kimbrel. When life was that simple, that's what I long for, guys.
Yeah, this is different for sure, and we're trying to bring a little bit of. Just, talking baseball today as we would have done anyway. Matt Spiegel from The Score in Chicago. So when baseball comes back, we'll say when. It could be, it's not going to be 162 games. Best case scenario, it's 100, maybe 80, maybe even 50. I don't care what it is. You play for a weekend and figure out a champion. I don't want to see this baseball season be lost. And I think that once things come back to normal, maybe they can salvage it. The problem is, what's normal going to look like? Do you come back with fans or not? As I've been saying, if it's August 31st and there's a baseball game, Brewers Cubs, I don't think I'm going to buy a ticket for being around 40,000 people even in August.
But you're watching it on TV, aren't you? You're going bananas. You're going bananas to have a game. Ratings will be through the roof. And then if they play a normal playoffs, even without fans, I don't care. We'll all be so starved for it and so excited about it. It would be a mistake to just rule on a full skip anytime before it's absolutely necessary. And I'm with you about what the possibility should be. I allow myself to dream of this. Around June 1st, spring training 2, Electric Boogaloo. And then June 29th, Cubs and Brewers is your revised, revamped opening day. June 21st is a White Sox opening day. They play an 81-game season, 3 division champs, 1 wild card, and you do the playoffs as normally constructed. If they can't do that, if we get to August and there's still no baseball, and you can play 30 games, 25 games, then you know what you do? Set it up in group play, which basically the divisions are, like the World Cup, and have a round robin where you only play each other. Let your group champion emerge even after 20 games or whatever it is, 15 games, I don't care. Let your group champion emerge and have a wild card or two and have 4 teams, and then play your normally constructed playoffs. Play them and have a World Series. Yeah, it'll be different. Everything's going to be different. The whole year is going to be different. The whole year is going to have an asterisk in all of our lives forever. That doesn't mean you just skip. So, yeah, I'm holding on to the possibility, and I hope and pray that the powers that be will be creative, although I think we have the worst commissioner in sports for that kind of thing.
I want to say one of the most unusual opening days ever in our baseball history happened at Wrigley Field in 94 when Tuffy Rhodes, who years later, of years later, would be out of baseball, but Tuffy Rhodes homered in the first 3 at-bats of the season. No one had ever done that ever. And all 3 were off Dwight Gooden, but he had 3 home runs to start off the season on opening day at Wrigley in 94.
Yeah, awesome. That's a great one. And then, my dad always used to ask me this trivia question. Do you know the only game in baseball history where everyone entered on one team, everyone entered and ended the game with the exact same batting average? That would be the victims of Bob Feller's opening day no-hitter. in, I forget what year, 46 or 47, but an opening day no-hitter. Everybody came in hitting zip, 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 and left hitting zip, zip, zip. So, yeah, it's fun when there's certain stuff like that. That's for sure. Are you guys going to watch any baseball today? Like, MLB is doing this thing on every one of their channels, one of their outlets. Replaying. There's a Brewers playoff game mixed in there. I'm thinking about watching Red Sox in 2004, game four of the NLCS.
I already know what happens.
Yeah. We could be out here and be, oh, yeah, we're all in on it. No, give me baseball. Give me the real thing.
Yeah,
you guys are fun. You guys are a lot of fun.
Matt Spiegel, 670 The Score. Hey, appreciate it, man. Be safe. We'll talk soon.
See you, Spiegel.
Party the goods. Thanks, Chuck. Have a good time. Be safe, guys.
Thanks.
Matt Spiegel on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Is your passion outgrown your home? A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.